Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank you for tuning into this program today.
yesterday. The show was okay. No interference. So I take what I can get, because in the long run, no matter what we experience, it's a matter of time, you know. We're not able to do no more than time allows. An opportunity. What I know is what I know, and I'm not going to, you know, spoil anything about that which I know. I want to let what is a blessing to me keeps me. So you're listening to the Love Talk Radio, Radio Network. We are having a little show here, and Thunder, I have a little lightning too. Now it's cloudy and a little rain. Doesn't seem like it's going to be long, long duration of shows. But we're thankful for what we have, what we get, what we have received. My realization of life experience as we have it is one beyond the level that I knew when I grew up as a boy from age 7 till I was adult. Now, what I have read and understand removed me from out of that column of awareness to a very much higher level of understanding about humanity, who we are, and yes, and what is the civilized expectation of our life experience when we read and know the history and we understand the things that we grow up with, which is not history in the sense of real occurrence of the past. So what I'm talking about is like the Bible that has made up stories. And whereas we believe those stories, but there's a difference between history of the past, of the life of people, real people. That's what history is. So I grew up like a half a century believing in things that are stories that people made up. And, you know, if you can see the difference, when we read stories in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, the proper knowledge about what the Bible is telling us is that the Bible writers wrote from historic knowledge. Yeah, that is my academic knowledge. Now, that the story of Adam and Eve in a garden is written from real history, the real story. But what you're reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve is not the real story. Now, what do you have to say about that? You want me to accept the believing Bible? Now, it doesn't make any sense to believe in stories that people make up and pass it off like it is real story. Doesn't make any sense. I grew up under that mindset. You see what I mean? So I am saying it now, and I'm talking to a whole lot of people who's going to disagree with what I say. Now, earlier, I went by the library to pick up a book. A book I want to examine. And, you know, they didn't have the book. I got a call to pick up the book. And I noticed that they were telling me that someplace other than the location I live in. But I wonder, why were they telling me about this? This is a library. But I didn't make anything of it. I go to my library to ask them about the book. But say, the book come in and, you know, I come to pick it up. So I check the shelf, first of all, to see if the book was waiting for me on the shelf, and I didn't find it. So I go to the desk and tell what my experience is so far. So they check the computer and stuff like that and tell me, oh, where the book is at. So I said, you know, but I don't live at that place. This is my library where I come right here and order the book. So they asked me if they did put it on hold here for me. I said, yeah. So this attendant straightened up the problem in that something was not done right to bring the book to my location. So now they have redone it. And whenever it comes in, they will come. All right, when I step out this library now that I went to, you know, I don't know if in your area you have this happening, but Jehovah's Witnesses outside with a rack of books and stuff. You know, two nice young ladies and a little young boy. So I pass by and greet them, they greet me, and, you know, I slow down and I say, oh, you know, you preaching and stuff. So they say, hey, you know, you can look on the rack with the books, it can show you, you know, the different books there. So I look, and then I ask these two young ladies if they have ever read the World History textbook. So we get into a nice little conversation, and they came up with the word believe. And I said, you know, the word I explained to them why I was asking about the World History textbook and what it says about the first humans, you know. I asked them now that they understood what I was saying. I said, what have you learned about yourself since world is such a book. It's about human. What did you learn about yourself? So it's like they were a little slow to, like, tell me. You know, it's as though they have never read it, as it were, right? Or if they did read anything, they were not prepared to, like, explain what their current knowledge is now. Since, oh, they say they learn from the Bible. I said, well, you can't learn from the Bible. The Bible is telling you to believe stuff. And what happens when you believe stuff that you don't know anything about? You know, history is a record of the past. You know, it's a birth certificate. Right? So after I said that to them, I see like they get a little, you know, a little nervous about what I'm saying. So managed though, and there was some energy in what we were talking. So it seemed like this one of the individuals, ladies, seems like she got a little more tolerance for the little conversation. So we talked quite a bit about what belief is, when you believe something, opposed to when you know. And I mentioned that when you went to school, you never take a class that teaches you how to believe. And when not to believe, you never do that. So I think that kind of shook them up. So we had a good talk along that line, and I could see that, you know, I didn't look around when I walk away, you know, but, you know, we kind of like touch gloves, you know, and we parted good. And I think that they were smiling and like find what I was saying intriguing. So that experience was. So today, what I want to talk about is violation, introgression, back crossing. Back crossing, hybrid without one of its parent species. Now, I don't know how much you're going to make out of this, but violation of introgression and back crossing of hybrid species, people, without one of their own. I mean, who is doing the introgression and back crossing of the hybrid is the hominid species, the white people, right? So we probably don't pay much attention to, we know we have blood in our system, right? And that blood carries our life. All the different elements that makes us civilized, different from other people. Like in this case, it is very it is a very critical thing for us to know. And especially when we grow up in church, we don't know these things. You know, because we sing about the blood of Jesus wash me clean, Jesus paid the price on the cross, and all these kind of things. A whole lot of abominable things that are not true. But we don't know any better. We just don't know any better. So we know about the blood of Jesus. We don't know the blood of anything else apart from we know that we are human beings and we have blood. But life is a lot more full of information about what causes us to be alive and to have the identity that we have, right? So the thing about it is, we know about human cohabitation, and that we see human beings group, right, in culture, right? We understand Yes. And so I am saying we see people get together and have, you know, romantic connection, and they have children. Some may get married and all that. But in my growing up, and that which I get to know about people, it didn't carry any serious precautions about who you mate with, okay? And generally speaking, I don't know of any people that people stay away from, you know, and would not become intimate. I don't know of anybody who is off the lines. But since I become adult and, let's say, read much better than when I was in my early days, since I now go to adult high school, and whatever I know now, I have to attribute it for the adult period when I learn things and have a better appreciation for what I am learning, more than when I read on the fourth grade level. You see, so that was good. Fourth grade level was still a portion of reading and learning, but that was not going to work out, let's say, it wasn't going to work out the way I would like. So I needed to read more in order to bring myself to a higher level of thinking and reasoning, right? So I did. All right, now that I am reading about the first human, reading about the earth, the solar system, the earth is in place here, let's say about 5 billion years. That's a long time. It's a long time. However, knowing about that duration of time, that wind, you know, you're talking about like you know, 1 week, right? And we know last week, and this, we are in another week. So what is really important is not so much the name of a day or a year. It's really about time that is passing. But since we need some kind of a organization of how we live, you know, it's, we have to have name of a day, you know, and the week and the month, right? All right, so now I'm talking about the fact that I learn about human beings as a whole, like we learn about lower animals. Well, the knowledge about humanity is one of the most critical. And whereas I am telling you of my experience that there was no a bridge to intimacy in Jamaica. As long as it's human, it's all right. That is my knowledge of the general public. And remember, what kind of people make up the people that I am talking about in Jamaica? They are all under the transatlantic slave trade concept that make up the population of Jamaica. It is unfortunate today that the people of Jamaica, with the exception of a few, I am going to say, who would differ from my standing of the people that I experienced when I was growing up, it is still this slave mentality by and large. I'm not saying that everybody stopped doing everything like we used to do back in the 40s and 50s. But what I'm trying to say to you is the people who hold us slaves are not people that were supposed to come close to us. How did they get so close to us? Need to be answered. What I have to say as response to that question is that basically it comes out in what I said a while ago. They should not be closer. White people should never be closer. Read that. I read that in the history. And if you may say, why? And why is easy for me to answer. The white people come from a species. Species mean the first parent ancestor in their lineage. You understand that? According to the history. Not my grandmother. Not your grandmother. But history as the record of the past. Now, here's the problem, because Bible is not record of the past. It's all tales that we are given to believe. It's not our species ancestors. We don't get it from that lineage at all. We get it from white people and what they get from their lineage. What is their species? What is, because it's not are. They don't have two species. They have one, as large as and plentiful as the white people are. They don't evolve from two species. I don't read that in the World History textbook. And where will you hear this specific thing from besides you hear me say? Who else do you think will tell you the same thing and say, I read it from the World History textbook? I don't know. I cannot tell you, and I can't guess. I can only tell you what I know for reading fact. It is why I say white people should not come close to us hybrid ethnic people. Who are the ethnic people that most of us don't have a clue about, because we are Bible-believing people. And I can tell you the fact that we have come close to these white people, let's say over the past 100,000 years, I can tell you that almost all of us African people, ethnic, big, whole bunch of ethnic group of us, we are a lower classification in actuality, which means our fate has not changed. And when I say fate, I don't mean church faith, F-A-I-T-H. I mean F-A-T-E. You can't change your faith, but you can change your destiny. You can change your destiny, but you cannot change your faith, F-A-T-E. Okay? So all kind of things can happen to you, and it, you know, it could have avoided, but you cannot avoid your fate. Your fate is that when you end life, you know what I mean? Or whatever way that things go and end your existence, that's your fate. Nobody can avoid that. But you can avoid your destiny, you know, because who make that destiny? Who set that destiny? It's not set like fate. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is we should never be close to white people, because the root cause of it is that they're not civilized. And the species that they come from, that is what keeps us apart. That is to keep us apart. Their taxonomic blood that they have inside of them must keep them apart from us. And what happened? They broke down that wall of separation. Now, the irony is, why do we have apartheid in South Africa? And in the United States, they have busing that you don't go to the same school. After these people invade and come in and bring their bed and cot and every pot and pan and come in and say, they belong here. They didn't. They did not. And that problem exists, that I am on this radio talking and talking the truth to defend us against laws that these white people make and messing up our destiny. That which we are destined for, they mess it up. They can't kill our faith. F-A-T-E. They can't do that. But I tell you what. It would be a different thing from destiny. You know, faith is different, like I said. You see, nobody cannot destroy your faith. F-A-T-E. In the World History textbook, you will not find white people identified as European, Indo-European, or Proto. Proto-Indo-European. Now, once upon a time, I was accustomed to hearing of Indo-European. That's not a fake. That's not substance of fear, F-E-A-T-E. When they say Indo-European, that's not faith, because they make that up. But your faith is what is in your blood, you know. That's the blood of your genome. That has your faith in there. These white people on their species have the same fate, F-A-T-E, right? Their blood must circulate among themselves down the line, all right? Why do you think they are not mentioned in the World History textbook? It's good education. People ought to learn it. It strikes my attention when I am reading and see these things. Really, because the world is not, when I say the world, I don't mean the mountains and the trees and the ocean. I mean people. The World History textbook preserves the knowledge for us to observe. If you can't observe it, you want to desecrate it, it's your fault. You can't kill your faith. You can't kill your faith. So, I am seeing that history is telling me about the BCE era. The BCE era contains our faith, F-A-T-E. Now, these let's see here, what some of the same thing. Okay, let's see here. Let's play a little melody here, and I will be right back. Okay. I tell you, sorry for the delay. Hope you are enjoying the music. Okay. But it is a crucial point for me. The realization that I have about the white people revolutionized my thinking completely, because I had no kind of thinking I had no kind of thinking at all that I would come into a perception, especially coming from the Bible. I gradually go up into understanding some negative things in the world, but never anything that came together the way over a few years now, that things began to like come together into one whole. Literally, that makes it a universal worldview for me. Now, coming from the world history textbook, that when I talk to people who see themselves as buckled down on something as a conviction and think strongly, there is nothing to change about what they think. But when I am able to ask certain questions like, what do we know about our world history? We don't know anything. Now, to find myself, I have to dump the story of Genesis creation story, because the Bible doesn't have any academic no academic consultants or reviewers, teacher reviewers, to say Genesis story about Adam and Eve is a real historical thing that happened. There's nobody to say that. You know what I mean? My dear friends, I'm telling you that the story in Genesis creation story is not a story. And like you say, it's talking about over half a century that I accepted that as what is true. Now, when I come to find out who wrote the Bible and wrote those things, it's like that was always a thick black cloud over who, because it has never been certified who wrote the Bible. This is going to sound like I'm telling you something to make you turn against God. You know what I mean? And that's an awful thing. It is a dreadful thing. A person is put in a position to turn against their God. You know? But then you always think of God. And when you're going to pray to God, you have never had any knowledge, let's say, a historic knowledge about the history of the God of the Bible. You don't have none of that. So the very thing that the foundation of your conviction is rest upon is spurious. You really don't know. You've never had any knowledge. And this is going to be something very, very serious for you to treat with your response to what I'm saying. Because I come to that point where I must deal with what I always believe is true. I come to that and I tell you something now. How do I deal with that? I have to read well and make sure I understand what I read, my friend. I know for sure as a Christian, nobody don't do that. Because any time a person who is a Christian reads the Bible like they are reading anything else, they will find out that they are reading nonsense. There's nothing civilized in what you're reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden. It's not a civilized thing you're reading. You're reading something that these white people wrote, and dear me to say white people wrote it, because when we Christians believe that, we are taught that Christianity is the greatest thing, and the blood of Jesus Christ do, you know, all kind of things. When I am reading now that, our eyes gone blind about Jesus, died on a cross for us. Because when you read the story that tells about how the Romans invaded Palestine and what they did, well, I don't see no more God in the Bible doing anything. Because the prophecy in the Bible about the Messiah Jesus has nothing at all that's fulfilled, except it talks about a child would be born. But after that, that child don't do anything. We don't read in the New Testament where, you know, the government is on his shoulder and the things that he would do. None of that is there in the New Testament. No prophecy don't fulfill about no Jesus. And you read all the things that they said Jesus said in the Bible, you'll find out no Jesus is not talking. Like Matthew 10, it talks about Jesus said, I come not to send peace but a sword. And read all of that. And it may sound like it make a little sense, but read it really good. And you will find out that Jesus, right there in that scripture, is blaspheming against the Isaiah prophecy that talks about he would be a king, a king and a prince of peace, right? And the government shall be upon his shoulder. It's not something that is a spurious thing. It's something that is anthropic, something that would actually happen, like David was sitting on a throne there. This guy was supposed to sit upon a throne, not to be upon a cross dying for your sin. He did not talk about no dying for no sin and crucified in that Isaiah prophecy. You show it to me where they talk about the Messiah was going to be crucified on a cross. It's not in there. If it is in there, call me and tell me. 347-850-1358. Now, my friend, I'm telling you something that is hard to digest. And sometimes when you are not getting what you want, the resolve can't get it from your understanding, I think. Well, it takes somebody who is able to open up views to you. And let's hope that you have enough understanding to look into the thoughts somebody is sharing with you, for you to know the difference between this and again that. Because if you can't decipher between what you're reading in the Bible and what you read in history, you're dead. Dead, dead, dead. Because your mind is not able to work it out. Even when you read it, you can't. And if somebody has talked to you, you resent them talking to you. Because when you read it and you don't, you can't resolve it. It's a little bit of technical help somebody can give you to understand that. And if you can't make it out with that technical help, you have to stay with your belief. Right? And so, my dear beloved, the knowledge of the real world is hidden up into the Bible. Because the Bible is being written to put a veil over our eyes, inner eyes. We are not going to understand what the Bible is saying. We're going to understand the foolishness that they're writing about Adam and Eve in a garden and a fruit in the middle of the garden, and don't eat that, but eat the fruit on the outside of the middle of the garden. You know what that is? And back it up with a talking serpent that come in? What? Do you make sense of the talking serpent? Never will. You know what you did? You believe it. And 1 Corinthians 1 and 13:14. 1 Corinthians 2, if I said it wrong before. It is 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter. And 13 and 14 verse. Those two verses tell you not everything, but if you read it for yourself, you will find exactly the full issue that is being written in the Bible concerning your mind. Do you know what the Bible, what state your mind is in that chapter? Do you know what state your mind must be in as a believer in the Lord? If you know what the Bible requires the believer's state of mind to be, It will shock you if you understand what they wrote there. So if you keep on believing what is in the Bible, you will never know when you're wrong, because it's not knowledge. Belief is not knowledge at all. You never learn to believe when you go to school. It's when you go to church you learn what belief is. And you're not reading a dictionary then in church. So how are you going to know the definitions that belong to the word belief? How are you going to know? So what I'm trying to tell you, it is something when you get to know what I am saying, you will say, oh, I see. So I take my time and I am facing the problem. Face it now, just like I faced it when I was reading and trying to understand what's going on. It's tough to understand what's going on when you don't have a clue to it. If somebody is not tricking you and talking to you honestly, talking to the base conscious understanding and knowledge that you have, and get you to see, it's a different thing, you see, when you are able to see. So what I'm trying to tell you is my reading of the world is your textbook. You see, the white people, they don't want like say, the world is your textbook is against them. No, they don't do that. But they know it is against them. See, they write the Bible, and they don't care nothing about the world issue textbook. They don't care nothing about it. It's all the Bible white people care about, Jesus. You see? And then we grow up with our parents in church. So we come and follow them, and oh, that's good. You see, we just fall in line. We're not to fall in line to church and the white people and anything that the white people do. First of all, I just tell you bluntly, they are not supposed to be close to African people. And there is evidence overflowing that what I'm saying is true. They belong to a species, and if you don't care about what species white people belong to, you will go along believing what they give you, because belief is to keep you from having the right knowledge of the world that you are born in. The Bible, that's what the Bible does. So why there was no other type of Bible-like thing? Well, you have the Quran and the Sharia law. And what are those things? Idiot, uncivilized nonsense. Okay? So you're not going to get no help out of the tree Christian institution, because it is the white people them developed up. And I may be the first person you hear say it. I may not be the first person, but it was difficult for me to get to the point where I understand the very facts that I am talking, because there was a time I didn't know anything. So I am telling you that the white people, they got more than just ordinary clothes, but sexually clothes. And why we, the first 100,000 years that we develop in Africa. You know, white people don't care about us developing no Africa. They don't even care about where they have been over the past 1.5 million years. Because they don't want nobody to know that. Especially 1.5 million years. These white people don't want African natives, indigenous people to know about where white people have been over the past 100,000 years. They don't want us to know that.
They want to be able to come where we are and, you know, as it were, you know, remove us out of our from our government and everything like that. That's what they want. That's what they get. Where is Africa? Is Africa ruling the world? No. Africa, let them rule the world. Give us to them, us, as slaves. And we move from just the physical type of slavery to a more academic type of slavery. They can't get a certification for the Bible that it is telling us good creation story. They cannot get no one to do that. Neither Billy Graham, neither all of these other Christian preachers. Robbie, there's one, a guy out there named Robbie. You know, and all of you think that somebody like Oprah Winfrey would have developed the knowledge to understand that the white people are not people that must be close to African people, you know? And rather, she could have been a king ruling the world instead of being under these white people. Violent, so-called A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani, let go the demon on these white people. And that's a fact. Are these foolishness that they're talking about in Genesis creation story? There is no creation story in Genesis. If you ever think in your mind that I am wrong, you know what? Prove it. Prove it. And I tell you what, somebody like me, you should have a good chance if you're talking the truth. Because I shouldn't be able to like make anything wrong with you say. But what if I, like I've proven before, I debate people into the Bible and history situation, and they all come out on the Bible side. The Bible is not a civilized book, okay? The Bible is not a history book, okay? So what you're reading about God, Adam and Eve, Jesus and the devil, you cannot find a history book where these things existed. You cannot find that in the world history textbook. Well, the thing about it is, thanks to your ignorance, because the ignorance is going to save you from feeling, you know, hopeless. You see? Because you don't have no kind of a regard for the world history textbook and what it says. Yet still, this has, I mean, about 24 academic consultants and teachers and teachers reviewers, teacher reviewers that certify that it is history. Nobody made up stories in the world history textbook, saving these same sodomite white people who get have access to go into the Bible, and just because Africa give them privilege to do and do anything they want. Make law, make Bible. Where's Africa? Africa don't care. And who do it? These same white people. You know, I mean, put the African people them, you know, to go to sleep and don't really know or remember what they, who they are. They forget their identity. You see? White people are the worst set of people because of a certain reason. When they were evolved, they were just ape hominid, right? And they developed into a subgroup, Homo erectus, right? They don't talk from day one. They never talk. They don't know no language, but they could make stone tools and they could light a fire. That's all the world history offers. Right? Posing what I did not know. Now, is something wrong with me to tell what I read? I mean, won't somebody just come in and talk to me and possibly tell me something that I may not know? But nobody that's coming out. So I am the first person I know that talking certain things that I come out and tell you. They're in the Bible there, but never heard nobody at all found those things and reversed them and find out, okay, the language is saying one thing, but we are believing something else. There's hardly anybody who find that out. Wise men saw the star and followed the star. They were wise men. Really, they were wise men, and the star stopped over Herod's house. And they should go to Herod and ask Herod for the direction to the baby. If anybody had sense writing that story, that's not the way they would have written it. Because God is not supposed to stop the star anywhere, because the star is going to carry these people straight to the baby. So why did the star stop at Herod's house? And with command for them to go to Herod, and Herod, in order for Herod to know, he would have to go to the scribes, the Jewish people, the African people, our people, the ethnic people. I mean, would you give Herod the information to go find the baby? Isn't that a classified secret that Herod is not supposed to know? Well, Herod is going to know, because that God in the Bible, go and tell him. The enemy of his own people, God is a flip-flop, him flip over, work with this one and then turn his back and go work with the other one and betray some of his people whenever he wants. That's what the Bible is, and it represents the white people there. You see, because they are not humans. White people are not humans. They are call themselves modern man, modern people. How do you get modern people? What creates modern people who talk like real people who are created in Africa? No other talking people were never created. You understand that? There was no other people created on the planet that talk except the hybrid people. How is it that white people who never talk for 3.5 million years, how they come to be talking? They look like ape, and you see picture that these same white people create, show them as ape. Okay? But you don't see anybody now asking, how did they lose their monkey face? And they were even named the flat-faced man of Kenya. How do they look like the Neanderthals, that is a sapien species. And you look, I mean, you're talking about some cock up. This cock up. You see, the story that we African people have been kept under is something that it is too stunning and depressive. And it's only good reading is going to make us know that something is wrong. When we're reading the Bible and nothing in there seems wrong, it means we're not reading properly and understanding it. And you may say, well then, but you know, you go to school, you go to that college, you go to university, and you go tell me about me not read right. That's right, I'm telling you that. Because if I ask you, what is the difference between belief and knowledge? You buck. You buck. And you probably say, tell me, can't better talk to you, yeah? And all that kind of stuff, man. Well, you still go to university. You go to university. I'm on Facebook, and a young man came to me on Facebook, and he asked me, can I talk to you a bit? And I said, yeah, because I like talk to people. And he tell me what his problem was, and we talk about it and stuff like that. It has to do with his companion, female companion. And like a breakup or something like that. And he feel like he wants to kill himself. Now, the man told me, I have no reason to disbelieve him, that he's a computer technician or science, but he said he worked in the White House under Obama administration. I don't have any reason to doubt that this man was under the pressure to maintain his emotion. And we talked. And he went away feeling okay. And next time he came by and he spoke to me and told me that everything worked out for him. Yeah, that's right. But he's not the only person that have chats with me and tell me that when they are out there on their own and things were not going right for them, they call my name. Because they remember things I said. It happens that way because I don't make it happen. But it is based on my reading and my concentration as to how I want to condition myself. And I am not going to like keep what I have learned to myself. No, because I wouldn't see no purpose in me wanting to be better than the way I am and all of the problems that I have been through in life and things like that. You know, I'm just glad that my brain is not all gone from the peril of the church and all of the trinkets, the trimmings, because I could be worse off, but guess what? I was not an uncivilized person. Because I was born, the blood that was mixed with the gods and the sapien, white sapien. I was born with that faith in me. So what I'm trying to say to you, what I'm saying about these white people, they don't want me on the radio you're talking because they don't have anybody qualified to send on here and have a chat and let the world hear the both of us. Now, I'll have a show where I'm challenging. You know, I want something to do. I'm going to challenge somebody on my show. I'm calling them to come to the challenge and prove that we African ethnic indigenous people, the native people of Africa and wherever we go and settle down in the world, come and prove that we are not hybrid people. Right? Come and prove that. Prove that we are not hybrid people created by the Elohim, by their mixed blood with our species. Come and prove that. And if he cannot prove it, there is a declaration, because kingship is the government that rule earth. It's not these sodomite white people. And all of what they're doing, I have read and know where they started out their game 100,000 years ago and how they, I find out why they no longer look like apes and look more like human of the sapient species. I know now. And I struggled before to find out the root of the whole thing. And I didn't think that I was going to be successful in finding out stuff like this. But I have a little legal, I have a few legal courses, paralegal, right? And it so happens that I realized that I can figure out a few things on my own. Yeah. I can find out a few things on my own. You know? And I begin to find out things that are, you know, in print and that, you know, a lot of people are not seeing things the way I see words and what words are saying. I find out a science. That's why, you know, when I say to someone, I say, what is the difference between knowledge and belief? And they're not answering it. You know, it's difficult for them to find out. But, you know, like I said, it took me a while. But this knowledge about words and definitions, I call it word science process. And that is what is unraveling a lot of foolishness that we who grow up into Christianity, it becomes expose, you know. Yeah. It becomes expose. And look, law is law. Government is government. Law is law. Once you can see that white people were evolved millions of years ago, they have a species. Once you get that, it's not two species. You're following the world textbook. You're going to find out where civilization come from. You will never know where civilization come from unless you go through the species, the first human, who you're going to see clearly that they were ape-like, and they couldn't talk, and they could only make stone tools, and they developed in South Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go into Europe. And wherever they may say they go, wherever they say they went, that's what it's at that time they do it. 1.5 million years ago, they got out of Africa and go up out there in Europe, Eurasia, and couple other little place in that area, Asia, and stuff like that. That's what the World History textbook says, right? So once you know that there were no other civilized humans around, when they evolved, it was the beginning of a new era on planet Earth. And all the different animals that were, you know, started to come into life, you know, it's over a few million years that those things gradually come out, right? But none of those animals never come out to civilized human, and so did the white people, parent, ancestor. They never come out to no civilized human being. So how these Homo erectus come out to looking like human beings and talking like human beings? They were never created with the hybrid. They are not hybrid. They are something completely different that nature did not design. Okay? Nature did not design these white people. Okay? And that is what we're supposed to know. But how are you going to know those things if you're not reading right? You will never find out. You will never find out. But if you can find out that the Adam and Eve and the don't eat the fruit in the middle of the garden, if you can read, but you have to read history. You couldn't read Bible to find out. It's because history is a record of the past. Bible is not a record of anything. You may find something in the Bible that has some record, but it's not the creation part. We only concern with the creation part. Because if we're not born, if we don't come, we won't be around. So we have to read the creation part. Who really called made the creation of mankind? Only the history is going to tell you that. It's not the Bible going to tell you that. And if you think, say, well, then there's some God want you to believe that, and so you are to live your life, that's too bad. Because you're still not reading what is a record. Record is what happened of people who lived long ago. You see that? So there's nothing else to talk about. All of what these white people are saying, they're talking all these old bunch of nonsense that they're talking, because they know if we understand the record, they are done. They are done for. So this AD and a Domini thing, you wait a bit. Are you going to find out what problem they are headed on into? Because now they are pretending that no law never exists, and they are the first one to come and make law and order. Read the history that tell you about the past, and you will find out that, but no, no. Nothing can never go like that, because who were they 3.5 million years ago? And then 1.5 million years ago, they get out of South Africa and go into Europe, right? So what are you going to say about that? If you can find out the truth like that, nobody cannot fool you. And when they talk about now, they have government and that we must, it's, they right now, they must be like really having they must be really having a crampy time, because they cannot afford to step down off of where they are. You see Trump? You see what is happening to Trump? Trump has a strong conviction in himself, right? But what is happening is not African people going against Trump. It's Trump going against himself, because he's an idiot. He's a homosexual. You think Trump is a straight man? No, white people are straight people. They come from that culture. So what are you going to do? Trust them? Because, look, they're wearing cloth because they want to look like African ethnic people. And you probably don't accept that because you're not reading and finding out where we're coming from. So you just catch up in the Bible. 2,000 years, you think them write that and set it up and tell you if you believe it. So once you believe it and you think, oh, that's the way God is good, and these white people come, they are sucking the juice out of the lie and what they have done to invade all of our territory. Look around, it's not one, it's not two that they have done. You see, and they are talking all sorts of abominable things that tells us that these people are not human like us. They're not humans like us, and there's a reason why they look like us and talking like us, and in many ways, they now can act on their own. So in a lot of ways, they can show off on us. Okay? But I am telling you, white people are in the worst shape, because they may think that because they have this amount of money. Money don't give you the life of civilization. Money just don't do that. And although you see they talk about the federal government and what the federal government this and that and stuff like that, you are going to be flipped over when you find out the truth about white people and who they are and why they morph and take over. I mean, the Bible about and salvation? No, that's crap. That's nonsense. You read history and it tells you, then you vomit that you believe in the Bible. You got to vomit. Bible doesn't have no creation in it. Okay? So we have a way to get at what is true from what is not true. There's no joke about that. You know what I mean? And when you're able to understand words and get at the truth, nobody don't mess around with you. You see, because it's the tangible and the intangible force that you know why nobody can utter a word and leave you guessing, because you interpret those words for what they are for real. And you're not just doing it for your sake alone, No, because the word is a universal thing. And when we go into the school and the way they teach us things, you know, there's a concept that goes with it that causes us to not know what we are supposed to know. But you get that from when you go to school and go to college, that they fix your head, fix your brain to think a certain kind of way. And you don't know it. Now, I didn't read all that when I was younger. I come now to read a little better, you know, whichever better, when I'm an adult. And it is at that time now, I realize that the scope of words, you know, is handled in a different way than the way we learn it in school and things like that. After I come out of high school and I am reading the Bible, I'm understanding things in the Bible. I mean, before I really find out the real problem with the Bible, I was understanding a whole bunch of other things, elementary things, prior to that. Now, I begin to write all of these guys, the Jerry Falwell, the Paul Crouch. You know, did you get to know that Paul Crouch of TBN was a homosexual man? If you don't know, it's quite a while now, quite a few years now that it came out. Well, I'm telling you now, it's abroad. It came out in the newspaper. Paul Crouch, with his wife, Jan, I remember back in 1973, I came to America. They just started to establish their TV satellite program. Yeah, I remember. And Paul Crouch supposedly had two or three children or something like that. But after watching TBN for quite a few years, I started learning things, and then the church was not what it used to be to me. So I wasn't, I was not focused on the church anymore. You know, my value was not placed there anymore. That paper came out that, you know, Paul Crouch having the ministry there, you know, and they have shelter that help, you know, the sufferers, then that the church poison up and leave to, you know, go perish. Paul Crouch had a place where takes in some people, try to help them. They're on drugs or something like that. So, Eddie Long, you remember Eddie Long, right? I mean, I would not imagine that Eddie Long was a homosexual. I do not doubt it is that these white people turn people like Eddie Long into being a sodomite. I think it's them. Because African people do not born sodomites. You read about the gods, them from above, from Nigeria and stuff like that. And you read about their life. They come to Earth and do a lot of things on Earth, if you don't know. The pyramids and the four rivers and a whole bunch of stuff that they do. You know, the 12, gods of the... I think in France, 12 Olympians, the Olympians. So what I'm trying to tell you is that we don't know a lot of things because these white people have used Christianity to do, you know, trickery that we should not know. Now, somebody like me who have a mind that is set on questioning things on my own. And so as soon as I am reading now to understanding better, I'm seeing a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people I'm not finding to, you know, coming up with those kind of understanding. So I'm telling you that the church, the Christianity that is there, is not for African people. Christianity has not even a tip of righteousness in there. Whatever people are doing on state righteousness, it has too much of that residue. It shouldn't have none at all. But you think that Christianity, all the good things that are done in the name of Christianity, it doesn't make Christianity a religious institution. It just doesn't. It's just like you talk about the Red Cross and stuff like that. That doesn't make the Pope may be doing a lot of good things for, you know, people, but it is not about any truth of Jesus Christ. The Pope is a vicar of Christ. Christ never exists, if you're reading properly. Jesus Christ never exists. There is no Christ that come from no heaven, from no God. None of it is true. I am a master in the knowledge of the Old Testament and the New Testament. If God and Jesus were true, you know, if they were true, the world would not be what it is. It just could not be, because they are liars. The character of God is a liar. The character of Jesus Christ is a liar. They never, those characters never exist for real. The devil that they're talking about, whatever the devil is, what they are saying in the Bible there about Satan is on the same scale of God and Jesus and Adam and Eve. Things would not be the same at all, because those things don't prove to be true. Isaiah prophecy about the Messiah is a distinct prophecy that you can see clearly. All they talk about in the New Testament are lies and trying to change an African Hebrew person into a European called Jesus. That's all they spend the time doing. And if we were not demented with the closeness of our intimacy with these hominid species, subgroup, Homo erectus, that we have in writing. They're not hiding it. They don't hide certain things because they don't think we will ever find out. So that right now, some people will listen to what I'm saying and begin to find out that I'm not lying. You know, so I do expect a lot of people to not see. Not talking about no belief, because belief has nothing to do with knowledge, okay? And it's knowledge we want to know things. And to know things, you have to be able to prove certain things in order to come out to what is true. So this is what I'm saying. That the white people, not in the world history textbook at all, as civilized people. So you may see some reference about them, but not in a sovereign context. It's a casual reference. that don't put them into no position like the Pope. No. Because they don't want the world to know them for who they are. So everywhere they go and invade the African people, they call themselves, their identity, by the name, like America. If you Google any one of the so-called noble people of Europe, who their name is, and you try to find out what kind of a species and stuff like that they come from, Google is not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that. They will tell you what kind of school they go in America. They will not tell you. They're not going to reveal their identity. No, because they are sodomites. They don't have any integrity. They don't have no nothing. So everything about them is phony and false. See? So look at the way they can tell you that they are American, but they cannot tell you about their parent ancestors. Why? And it's in the world is a textbook where you can tell that they left Africa and go up into Europe. 1.5 million years ago. You see what I mean? But they will not tell you that if you Google them at all. They're not, because they don't want you to find out that they are on a fucking nonsense and mixing up themselves with us, and because they trick us, we don't know. Well, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, and I don't know whether or not these folks are if anything is I'll be right back. Okay, well, my friend, I tell you the fundamental thing, and if you're afraid to talk about issues that affect your inner spirit, you have big problem there, big problem. I tell you, I strive every day to be a better person. I want to be the right kind of person that I can be, that is possible to be, by me thinking and apply myself to the way that will help me. All right. So now let's get on a little on what I have here as a title for the edition of the show. Violation, introgression, crossing, hybrid without one of its parent species. So it's the interference of interbreeding with another species member that is not appearance of its own species. You know, like another subgroup of your own species. Like, for example, in the hominid, on the hominid side, I imagine that they have some other subgroup to the hominid. A lot of monkeys, right? Different type of monkeys. Subgroup, all right? So they breed up among themselves and it's okay. The idea that they begin to breed up a different species is a different story. And why our world is upside down, it is because of this problem that nobody seem to be put in a position to talk about something like this freely. The education you get in university and college and high school and other institutions, you are fixed in those institutions to think a certain way, pro hominid species. You are a pro-hominid species, though you are a sapien, because you go to a school that they set up. Yeah. It's not the truth. So they do this violation and us this introgression. That's what they commit against us. Violation of introgression, back crossing. That's what white people do to us. Why we don't have anything like we used to. The first 100,000 years we were created in South Africa by the Elohim, immortal God. And they don't want us to know that. You see, they already do things to control the entire civilized world. That's what they have done. They don't realize that they can't build on sand. A.D. and Adamani is sand that they're using to talk about they have government. There is no government here except kingship. Okay? So they come and they think that they can do anything they want to do. They are sodomites and they think the way they fuck us all is all right and they want everybody to fuck us all. So they use Obama to make law, 2015, you know, everybody can marry to fuck us up. and you will be treated like a man and a woman. That's the situation that we have here, okay? So, thing is, when they think that they are home free, they are all right, they can do all of these old bunch of buggery foolishness, and like what Trump is going on with, you know, and we don't have any African people to stand up and speak for Africa. No, there's nobody now speak for Africa, our ethnic hybrid development and the tragedy that we are going through. Nobody is trying to like get rid of this whole bunch of nonsense. No, no. Because these fucking ass white men, oh, they're going to see to it that the world stay fucking ass off. Okay, Christianity. That's what, look, you hear them talking about Jesus. Jesus is a fucking asshole character that never exists but them. It exists in them. It don't exist anywhere else with church and stuff like that, that we born and raised up into this church believing stuff. And the thing is not right. It's not good. It's false. And here we are in it. And they out there looking at us passing the liberty where Christ has made us free and never again entangled in the yoke of bondage. Really. You see what I mean? All right. Let's read the rest of this here now. The violation of integration and backcrossing us is what I'm talking about right now. You see what I mean? We are in this state, right? We are in the state of the violation of integration, and we don't know. We do not know. Okay? I am going to have a show at some point where I want Mr. Alan Dershowitz to call in on my show and let us have a chat about AD on a Domini and what makes it, because he's a man of the Constitution. He go off to tell with civilized background AD on a Domini come from, when you have this guy, Igitus, what his other name is, but Igitus, the Pope put to right a moon calendar. That's how we get this AD on a Domini. It's a moon calendar, and there is the calendar that is civilized calendar. What them have a moon calendar? It's not a civilized calendar. It's a poor homosexual something that they make up. And since they get to push aside Africa and them can write Bible and everything is about what white people want. That's what we are seeing. We don't have anybody with the knowledge to say, hey, no, you know, we don't want no more of that. You see what I mean? We don't have anybody. Marcus Garvey. MLK, Martin Luther King, right? MLK, right. None of these guys has come, none of them have come out to speak the history. None of them come out and are able to say white people are not documented in the World History Textbook as a civilized group of people. And you can see over 100,000 years how they develop. You see what I mean? You can see how they come all the way, learn to read, of course, interbreeding come first. That was the first thing that they did. And then after that, you know, they get, begin to raise up a culture of talking, what they call Cro-Magnon modern people. That's why we are having such a hard time with them, because they look like us, they talk like us, and almost everything like us, except for a few things. And of course, their main sodomite thing, they're not giving that up for nothing. So what I'm trying to tell you, they have adapted themselves to look like us, wearing clothes and stuff like that. They never did wear clothes. They wear skin of animal, okay, because they didn't have their hands or nothing else, you know, that helps themselves. So what I'm trying to tell you, we are a different kind of people, and they come and muddy up everything and make it seem like they are just like us. No, but there is time. There is time to draw the line. You don't see it. They are not of us, and they must leave from around us and go back where they come from. That's what is going to happen, okay? Because all of the violation that they have committed against us, we don't have anybody, I mean, come forward and say, hey, we have this problem with honor. Where, how do you come, you don't have any jurisdiction here. None whatsoever. I am shocked to see that they are behaving like they have jurisdiction. Anywhere we are, they are coming there and have authority over us. That fucking nonsense is over with. It is over with. And they can sit out there and go on with us. They can wither up like trees being sprayed by this lawn care man and wither up everything. They will wither up in front of our eyes, these faggots. Okay? Pay close attention to the following. Most horrible human, anthropological, biological, and mental disaster in the history of Elohim God's civilization. That's what we're seeing here. Pay close attention. Read good. In Eurasia, interbreeding between Neanderthals and Homo erectus, modern humans, took place several times. Several times, beloved. You hear? That's where we fall into the dungeon and into talking serpents, the white people there. Yes? Neanderthal. And you don't know, species of the Neanderthal is white sapien. They behaving now like, oh, you know, the Neanderthal was from somebody else. You know, but keep it on the world history textbook. They can't handle it. They can't handle this fact. You see what I mean? So we have them knocked out long time, and they still behaving like we're still fighting. We're not fighting. We're not still fighting because they have lost their, what they thought they have. They don't have none of that. When they're talking about AD and Adamani, you know, and a moon calendar stuff, they think that they have it. And it so happens that it just begin now to be expose, getting the expose, and they will never rise. White people will never rise because money don't give you a civilized humanity. And what they are doing is just wrong. And now they talk and I'm talking. Nobody not paying me no mind. I come here and they turned off my mic. Nobody don't hear what I'm saying. That's what they are doing. They are that powerful. But I tell you what. I believe in the creation of the Elohim. Because it's not just a belief in what I cannot affirm from a anthropological talking about the anthropic proof. I read it, I see it. when I read the Bible about God create Adam and Eve and 6 days the rest and stuff like that, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So they make up all those things and preempt us, you know, and lure us to believe those whole bunch of foolishness and believe until we are right because we don't find anything else. But no, we have too many things to find, you see. And it's going to be difficult for you to leave your believing status, mental state, and find knowledge. It's going to be difficult. And you really have to think something is wrong about the Christian Bible and, you know, I mean, you can understand that some people are trying to live good because they think Christianity stands for something. But then you're going to find out Christianity don't stand for anything that we are believing in. And that is the problem. So I'm telling you now, this portion to let you know, I'm talking about the problem between the white people and the African. Their so-called name for us is black people. We are never black people. Never black people at all. In some mention in our history, they talk about black-headed people. But it doesn't carry the same connotation like what white people call us in America, black people. It's a different connotation. So clearly, we have never been black people at all. Calling us black-headed people is one thing. You know, you can call all of our body black, right? We don't want these white people around us. I said they should never be close to us. No, it's like it's normative for them to be close to us, or if we want to be close to them. There's no question about that. They're the ones that want to be close to us, don't you see? Don't fool around. Don't fool around. You see what I mean? Because the time has come for us to know. First, strike these sodomite Homo erectus did is 100,000 years ago. And from then, we go downhill, right? On history tell the tale, right? That's the way the cookie begins to crumble. All right. So it goes on to say, in Eurasia, interbreeding between Neanderthals and Homo erectus, modern humans took place several times. They interbreed several times. The introgression events into modern humans, you hear that? I'm going to tell you what caused these white people that you see around here now. An introgression between us and them that caused these Cro-Magnon talking people. Because nobody else, human being, ever talked human civilized language but us. Right? And it's the interbreeding that messes up everything, and we don't know about that. I am into the knowledge, okay? And that's how I am finding these information, because somehow they make them obscure. So you have to like dig to find these information. All right. So it goes on to say that the integration event, you know, is like they have a factory or something like a lab where they were turning out, you know, Cro-Magnon talking. They're getting these babies now, you see, and they have to like hurry up and grow up, you know, a culture of them that talk until like what they are here today, and they spread it all over the world like they were always here talking. And it's not true. 100,000 years ago, going to tell you until you know it. Okay? And when you know the truth for real, when you're not really guessing and you know for real, you can go anywhere and establish that fact, you are, you know, you are all there. You are all there, right? So this is what happened, that the act that they did when we were leaving Africa to come to the outer world, this is what these white people, Homo erectus, that's what they did to our ancestors. Why we could come off now unable to maneuver ourselves. When we were competent to do that, the first 100,000 years ago, right? And all was well until we begin to like go out and enterprise ourselves. And these guys come in with the interbreeding stuff. And the first 25,000 years, you know, these guys were working on it. Okay? So they work on the Neanderthals that come out looking like them. Neanderthals didn't have a language, but they were the smartest human, the third smartest human being. Okay? Neanderthals from the wise sapiens. But when they come now, done with the Neanderthals, and as it were, destroy them, kill them, they turn now on us. And this is where they get the talking babies from. You see, when the beginning of this 100,000 years, that's where this, you know, this baby thing come in. And they add eternity to fix themselves to where they are here today. So you know what this story is. All right, I go on to say this. It tells you now that the introgression events into modern humans, that's plain, right? Are estimated to have happened about 47,000 to 65,000 years ago. And I think they are lowering the number here. But hey, just letting you know that this interbreeding was happening between them on our people. So, yes, 47 to 6500,000 years ago with who? Sapien Neanderthals, and about 47,000 years back crossing is, wait a minute. Yeah, 47,000 back crossing is a crossing of a hybrid with one of its parents or an individual genetically similar to its parent to achieve offspring in a genetic identity closer to that of the parents. You hear that? It is used in horticulture. It is used in horticulture, animal breeding, and production of gene knockout organism. You hear that? So you know where our problem come from? The hand is writing on the wall. The researchers say this is evidence of strong gene flow. So you're saying, the researchers say this is evidence of strong gene flow between Neanderthals and early modern humans. They were interbreeding rather a lot. So even in fact that as Neanderthals numbers dwindled towards the end of their existence, their Y chromosomes may have and been replaced entirely with our own. So you hear what these white people are saying? That by the time the Neanderthal number, the number of them, began to dwindle. Why? Were their number began to dwindle? He said, towards the end of their existence, their, you know, and I don't believe nothing that they are saying here is about this, you know, but they are exaggerating. That's how successful they were. They were with interbreeding the way they did. You see, these are, I mean, like I tell you, they are not the kind of creatures that nature had created. They did this and it was wrong. It was the destruction of humanity with civilization. You see, that's what happened. Well, I give it to you. I tell you. Tell you what it is. I tell you what it is. I tell you what it is, my friend. Yes. And so, all right, we just have a little, few more items that we can have a little chat about. We don't have a lot of time. All right. But this is going to be the link concerning our creation on the planet by Michael Challenger, scientist. And this man is multi-talented and it seems like he does a lot on the scientific line, and
deal with, well, at least in this researcher, this is big. I don't think he can find a bigger piece of research than this link here that I would like you to obtain and see, view it. It is going to like draw you closer to the civilized world, right? So I have the link here, and I make this link ready. Anybody wants it, I can readily make it available to them in any kind of way that we can, you can get it, right? All right, so let's go on with this little few paragraph about what is real on Earth about civilized people creation, because the Bible don't offer anything for a person with the deeper thinking to take on something that is true, okay? Yeah, there's too many things that are not there that are supposed to be there. And if you're looking for more, this is definitely a source here that you should pay attention. A rich and diverse history. When explorer first encountered these ruins, they assumed that they were cattle corrals made by nomadic tribes like the Bantu people. As they move, the Bantu people, as they move south and settle the land from around 13th century. There was no previous historical record of any older civilization capable of building such a densely populated community. Little effort was made to investigate the site because the scope of the ruins was not fully known. Over the past 20 years, people like Cyril Hormick, Richard Wade, Johan Henney, and the handful of others have discovered that these stone structures are not what they look like or what they seem to be. In fact, these are now believed to be the ruins of ancient temples and astronomical observatories of lost ancient civilizations stretched back for many thousands of years. These circular ruins are spread over a huge area, and they can only truly be appreciated from the air or through modern satellite images. Many of them have almost
completely eroded or have been covered by the movement of soil from farming and the weather. Some have survived well enough to reveal their great size. See above. With some original walls standing almost 5 feet high and over a meter wide in places, looking at the entire metropolis, it becomes obvious that this was a well-planned community developed by a highly enveloped highly evolved, right? Developed by a highly evolved civilization. The number of ancient gold mines suggests the reason for the community being in this location. We find roads, some extending 100 miles, that connected the community and terraced agriculture closely resembling those found in the Inca settlements in Peru. But one question begs for an answer. How could this be achieved by humans 200,000 years ago? All right, my friends, that's about where we are right now. And about to go into closure, right? Now, let's see what we can do with closure. We're going to play Evil.
What you are. somebody here.